Hi, you're welcome to Expressions with Omosle podcast, where I share my thoughts and views with you on issues that affect us in our personal lives and in the society. My name is Omosle, an advocate for positivity, and your host. You're welcome to another episode of Expressions with Omosle podcast. On this episode, I hope to connect with you and impact your life positively. I want to talk about self-assurance today. You know, I want to impact you and make sure that you step into this weekend and this coming new week with positivity all over. So what do I have for you today? Self-assurance. Confidence. Yes. You know, in life, there's always a difference. There's always this thin line that help us know what's good from what's bad. There is a difference between being cocky, being confident. There's a difference between having faith and just hoping. There is a difference making a decision to be Miss or Mr. Independent from relying on someone. There's a difference from asking and giving. There's always a difference. Are you always asking or are you a giver? Whatever we're doing, there's always a difference. There's always this line that shows us this is good, this is bad. And it all falls down to your choices. It all falls down to how self-motivated you are to achieve your dreams, how you handle stress, how you cope under pressure. You know, you build your individuality or your identity on the foundation of your choices. Little habits. Your little habits matters. You build your identity, your individuality on your goals and aspirations. Because your dreams determine who you will be in future and how you work towards those dreams, of course. Confidence is a major stepping block in building who you are, who you want to be. Confidence, self-assurance, to be sure of yourself, to have faith in yourself. Your dreams, to be bold. I mean, not just for you to hope that amazing things will happen to you, but to believe, to strongly believe that it will happen. Are you confident? Are you sure of yourself? Are you certain that you will succeed? I mean, you will come out to be an amazing doctor, a lawyer, a writer, a singer. When you are asked to introduce yourself in public, how do you do it? Your words matter. How you see yourself matters. If you are like, "Hi, my name is Steph, and I'm currently studying medicine, and someday I hope to be a great physician, or I hope to be a great writer." Is that how you introduce yourself? You hope. I mean, it's okay to hope because hope makes us living souls. You have to hope. You have to hope. To be counted as a living soul, you have to hope for a better tomorrow. Hope is good. But right now, you have to learn to speak boldly, to have faith and be confident, be sure. "Hi, my name is Sandy and I'm studying mass communication, and I know by the grace of God, I'm going to be a great journalist tomorrow." you will be great. You have to be great. I mean, if you're focused, you work hard, you set your priorities right, you know you will be great. You have faith in yourself, in God. You know because you are confident, you are sure. And I know, by the grace of God, you will be great. You need to build your confidence to the level that when someone walks to you and says stuff like, "Hi, I mean, you're doing greatly well, you're doing exceedingly well in this area," or whatever it is you're doing. Maybe someone just comes to you, comments on your work, and the person goes further and be like, "Oh, I know you will do more good tomorrow, someday." Don't go and start hoping. Catch yourself and proclaim it with your words, with faith. "I know so. I strongly believe I will do better tomorrow. I know so." Now, there is a thin line between being proud, you know, and having confidence, full of yourself, being cocky. There's a very thin line. And my prayer for you today is to realize the presence of this thin line and not go over it. It's risky because you might just be proclaiming and activating your dreams or your goals with faith through your words. You might be boldly explaining yourself but sound cocky or proud to someone else. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's okay. As far as you know in your heart that you're clean, that you are just proclaiming your dreams with your words in faith, then it's okay, because we are different individuals configured with different capacities and abilities. We don't think alike. We are all different. I might be humble to you, but I'm proud as hell to someone else. I might be good with words to you, but to someone else, I'm a bad speaker. We all are different. So how do you build your confidence to that great level? Put God first. A Muslim, a Christian, put your God first. Stand firm and tell the universe, "This is what I want to be, and you have to work with me." Proclaim it. There is power in the tongue. There is power in your words. Use it wisely. Don't just hope. Have faith. Be sure of yourself. Be proud of who you are, what you're made of, and what you have been through and how you overcame it. Be proud of that you have gone through tough times in life and you overcame it. Be proud of it. Be certain that you'll do good, that you'll be good, that you'll be great. You will not just be recognized, but you'll be acknowledged. You'll be desired and you'll be appreciated. Remember to always proclaim and activate in faith with your words, your aspirations in life. Remember to have faith in yourself and have faith in God. That's all I have for you today. I hope I've been able to connect with you and impact you with my words. I know you will have a great weekend, and this week is going to be amazing for you, no matter what you're going through. I am proclaiming with faith through my words to you that this week will be amazing. So have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening to me today. If this episode has been impactive to you, please share and send in your feedback. Thank you so much for listening. See you guys next week Friday. I can't wait to connect with you next week Friday. Thanks for listening.